This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said Wednesday Iran's top diplomat has assured him at their first meeting that Tehran is ready to restart talks on a nuclear deal soon. EU-mediated negotiations began in Vienna in April, aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear agreement between Tehran and world powers, an accord left in question after former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew in 2018 and ramped up sanctions. The discussions involved the remaining parties seeking to persuade Washington to rejoin the deal and Iran to return to its nuclear commitments, and talks have been stalled since June when ultra-conservative Ebrahim Raisi was elected as Iran's president. An EU statement said Borrell, quote, underlined once again the great importance of a quick resumption of the Vienna talks at a meeting Tuesday with Iran's new top diplomat on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Raisi voiced support Tuesday in his international debut at the UN for reviving the nuclear accord, even as he berated the United States. A rebel leader in the Democratic Republic of Congo was jailed for life on Wednesday, convicted of war crimes in the troubled east of the country and environmental destruction in the nature reserve where he was based. A military tribunal set up on the edge of the national park convicted Chance Mahona, a former army captain who deserted in July 2019, late on Tuesday. The park, a haven for critically endangered gorillas, marked its 50th anniversary last month. Mahona was convicted on all counts, including for the kidnap and torture in 2019 of dozens of people living in villages within the park. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Wednesday expressed revulsion over the, quote, heinous killing of a petrol station cashier by a customer angry about being asked to wear a mask while buying beer. The killing of the 20-year-old student late Saturday in a western town is believed to be the first in Germany linked to the government's coronavirus rules. The unnamed suspect, a 49-year-old German man, walked to a police station the following day to turn himself in. He was arrested and has confessed to the murder. Ahead of Germany's general election on Sunday, the case has sparked shock and outrage across the political spectrum. As fears grow, the anti-mask movement is radicalizing. An Interior Ministry spokesman told a briefing the killing seemed to be a, quote, isolated case, and that the movement of opponents to measures to contain the coronavirus outbreak had grown smaller as restrictions ease. The top American military officer is holding talks Wednesday with his Russian counterpart as the United States works to secure basing rights and other counterterrorism support in countries bordering Afghanistan, an effort Moscow has opposed. The day-long session in the Finland's capital between General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, and on the other side, the chief of the Russian General Staff, comes at a crucial time after the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Without troops on the ground, the U.S. needs to reach more basing, intelligence sharing, and other agreements to help monitor al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants in Afghanistan. Milley made it clear just a few days ago. The basing issue was a key topic on his European trip, saying he discussed it with NATO counterparts when they met in Greece over the weekend. Witnesses said attackers struck Taliban vehicles in eastern Afghanistan on Wednesday, killing at least two fighters and three civilians in the latest violence since the group's takeover of the country in mid-August. In one attack, gunmen opened fire on a Taliban vehicle at a local gas station in the provincial capital of Jalalabad, killing two fighters and a gas station attendant, according to witnesses. A child was also killed, they added. Another child was killed and two Taliban wounded in a separate attack, a bombing of another vehicle. No one claimed immediate responsibility for Wednesday's attacks, although the Islamic State group, which is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan, took responsibility for similar attacks in Jalalabad last week that killed eight. The Taliban and Islamic State are enemies, and the attacks have raised the specter of a wider conflict between the Taliban and their longtime rivals. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.